ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ನಿಗಮಾಂತ ಮಹಾದೇಶಿಕಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ವೆಂಕಟನಾಥಾರ್ಯ ಕವಿತಾರ್ಕಿಕ ಕೇಸರಿ ವೇದಾಂತಾಚಾರ್ಯವರ್ಯೋ ಮೇ ಸನ್ನಿಧತ್ತಾಂ ಸದಾ ಹೃದೇ.
The glorious Vedic traditions of India have established that great rishis, sages and acharyas were born to fulfill certain specific divine objectives. Sri Nigamanta Mahadesikan or Sri Vedanta Desikan was a saint, philosopher, poet, Vedic scholar and a teacher of the Sri Vaishnava doctrine who lived in South India from 1268 to 1369 CE. Swami Sri Desikan was born about 120 years after Sri Ramanuja re-established Sri Vaishnava philosophy known as Visishtadvaitam. At this time, the presiding deity of the holy Tirupati, Lord Sri Venkateshwara, ordained his divine bull to incarnate on earth to nurture Sri Ramanuja's philosophy. Accordingly, Swami Sri Desikan was born to Sri Anantasuri and Totaramba in a village called Thupul, near the famous South Indian temple city Kanchipuram. Swami Sri Desikan was born in the Kanya month, Shravanam star, which is the birth star of Lord Sri Venkateshwara himself. Swami Sri Desikan was named after the Lord of Seven Hills as Venkatanathan. Sri Venkatanathan started showing signs of his divine powers at the age of 5. Sri Venkatanathan's maternal uncle, Sri Kidambi Appullar, wanted Sri Venkatanathan to continue his education under Sri Nadadur Ammal or Vatsyavarada Guru, the nephew of Sri Ramanuja. Being an acharya, Sri Nadadur Ammal could see the potentials of Sri Venkatanathan and blessed him thus. You will establish Vedanta on a firm basis and refute the doctrine of its opponents. May scholars well versed in the Vedas hold you in great esteem. May you be the recipient in a great measure of all that is promising. Sri Nadadur Ammal was in his old age and so requested his disciple Sri Kidambi Appullar to be the spiritual teacher for Sri Venkatanathan. Over the course of time, Sri Venkatanathan received the blessings of Garuda and Sri Lakshmi Hayagriva. Even before the age of 20, Sri Venkatanathan completed the study of several other systems of philosophies and dedicated his life to the propagation of Sri Ramanuja's gospel by all means in his power. Being a subtle logician, Sri Venkatanathan refuted rival systems of philosophical thought in many of his writings and established the soundness of Sri Ramanuja's philosophy from the point of view of Vedas, Shrutis and reason. Swami Sri Desikan's service to Sri Ramanuja's philosophy can be gauged by the numerous works, over 127 in number, in languages such as Tamil, Sanskrit, Manipravalam and Prakrit, and in every known form of literature. Swami Sri Desikan has also written several minor ragasyas with an object of explaining Sri Ramanuja's philosophy, stressing their values as means to moksha through prapatti or self-surrender. Srimad Ragasyatrayasara is his magnum opus on the subject. Swami Sri Desikan has left a large number of tracts on proper codes of conduct, observance of religious practices, and the importance of eating right food that every Sri Vaishnava should follow in normal routine. Swami Sri Desikan's 127 works are composed in Sanskrit, Tamil, Manipravalam, and Prakrit. In Sanskrit, Swami Sri Desikan has composed 67 titles consisting of 28 stotras, 5 kavyas, 1 drama, 13 Vedanta granthas, 10 Vyakhyana granthas, 3 Anushtana granthas, and 7 others. In Tamil, he has composed Sri Desika Prabandham in 24 titles. In Manipravalam, he has composed 35 titles consisting of 4 Tani Ragasyas, 17 Amritaranjani Ragasyas, 11 Amrita Swadini Ragasyas, and 3 others. In Prakrit, Swami Sri Desikan has composed one title under Achyuta Sayayam, known as Achyuta Satakam. Swami Sri Desikan's pervading eminence in all fields will be seen and enjoyed through a study of Paduka Sahasram, a 1008 superb verses in varying meters composed within 3 hours. This work reflects the essence of Thiruvaimozhi of Nammalvar. This and the drama called Sankalpa Suryodaya are standing monuments of his greatness and his service to the Sri Vaishnava philosophy. Swami Sri Desikan's elaborate commentary Nigama Parimalam, consisting of over 60,000 verses on Thiruvaimozhi, was lost in time. Similarly, 5 other works in Tamil were also lost. Besides his abundant writings on Sri Vaishnava philosophy, there are several other religious services rendered by Swami Sri Desikan which should be remembered with immense devotion, gratitude and pride. Around 1327 CE, the Srirangam temple was invaded along with several other places. Swami Sri Vedanta Desikan saved Sruta Prakasika, the one and only commentary on Sri Bhashya, written by Sri Sudarsana Suri based on the lectures of Sri Nadadur Ammal. Another equally important contribution of Swami Sri Vedanta Desikan was in establishing the supremacy of Divya Prabandham of Alvars, making it an integral and essential part of Aradhana of Lord Sri Ranganatha. Swami Sri Vedanta Desikan proved that these hymns in Tamil were quite the same as the Vedas in Sanskrit and were to be treated as equally as the Vedas. Swami Sri Vedanta Desikan earned 3 distinguished titles which stand as a testimony to his authority not only in the field of Vedanta but in every other field. Swami Sri Desikan was so proficient in the composition of poetry and in the mastery of science of logic that he was conferred the title Kavitarkika Simham, meaning the lion among poets and logicians. Swami's autonomy in the field of Vedanta earned him the title Vedantacharya, meaning foremost in exponent of Vedantic teachings, and Sarvatantra Swatantra, meaning full independence in all sciences. Lord Ranganatha and Sri Ranganachiyar of Srirangam conferred the last 2 titles on Swami Sri Desikan. No framework in which we may try in words to enclose this towering personality can do justice to the varied powers of Swami Sri Desikan's intellect, the wide range of his knowledge, or the burning faith of his simple life. No wonder that eminent scholars, even of divergent philosophic and religious thoughts, joined in paying their philanthropic homage to Swami Sri Desikan's greatness. The Advaitic teacher Sri Appaya Dikshadar has paid rich tributes to Swami Sri Desikan. Later day acharyas like his son Kumara Varadacharya, alias Nainar Acharya in his Pillai Andadi, and Sri Desika Mangalam, Pradivadi Bayangaram Andan in his Saptadi Ratnamalika, and Doddacharya in his Vaibhava Prakasika have paid rich tributes to Swami Sri Desikan. Swami Sri Desikan established Sri Ramanuja's system on a firm, secure foundation, rendering it forever protected from adverse attacks and misinterpretations. The monumental contributions of Swami Sri Vedanta Desikan are unmatched, such that scholars of various doctrines have candidly declared time and again that there is no parallel to Swami Sri Desikan. The fact that Swami Sri Desikan's day of appearance on earth, the day he ascended to Sri Vaikundam, coincides with the birth dates of the first and the last Alvars is a symbolic representation that Swami Sri Desikan's work encompasses the work of all the 12 Alvars. Sri Ramanuja Mission of Srirangam Srimad Andaman Pariyasramam has compiled and recorded the 28 titles covering 862 slokas of Swami Sri Desikan, collectively known as Sri Desika Stotramala. These slokas were available only in books, and for the first time they have been recorded and made available as a comprehensive collection of CDs in 6 volumes. These slokas have been recorded under the guidance of late Puducherry Thattai Uve Sri Kannan Ayyangar அண்ட் உப்புலியப்பன் கோயில் ஊவே ஸ்ரீ சடகோபன். ஸ்ரீ ஷாம் சுந்தர் ஸ்ரீனிவாசன் அண்ட் ஹிஸ் பிரதர் ஸ்ரீ வெங்கடநாதன் ஸ்ரீனிவாசன் ஹாவ் ரெண்டர்ட் தி ஸ்லோகாஸ். தி பிரதர்ஸ் ஹேட் தர் ஃபார்மல் ட்ரெயினிங் ஸ்டார்டிங் அட் தி ஏஜ் ஆஃப் 5 ஃப்ரம் தர் லேட் கிராண்ட் ஃபாதர் பெருங்கடமன்னூர் ஊவே ஸ்ரீ பார்த்தசாரதி ஐயங்கார். தேவர் டாட் ஸ்லோகாஸ் இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட், தமிழ் அண்ட் ப்ராக்ருத், இன்க்ளூடிங் தேசிக ஸ்தோத்திரம், தேசிக பிரபந்தம், கத்யத்ரயம், ஸ்தோத்திர ரத்னம், ஸ்ரீ சதுஸ்லோகி அண்ட் திவ்ய பிரபந்தம். ஊவே ஸ்ரீ பார்த்தசாரதி ஐயங்கார் வாஸ் அ டிசைபிள் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஹோலினஸ் ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீனிவாச மகா தேசிகன், நோன் ஆஸ் ஆக்கூராண்டவன், அண்ட் ஹிஸ் ஹோலினஸ் ஸ்ரீ வேதாந்த ராமானுஜ மகா தேசிகன், நோன் ஆஸ் திருக்குடந்தை ஆண்டவன். A brief introductory commentary is included before each title, explaining the number of slokas, their significance and the subject matter of importance. Available literary information and other sources are liberally used in compiling the English commentary, and it should not be construed as an original work. Please listen to the acknowledgement portion of this work in Volume 6 for sources of literary information used. Sri Ayagriva Stotram consists of 33 slokas set in 6 different meters. It is composed in praise of Lord Sri Ayagriva, the supreme god of learning and knowledge. When Brahma lost the Vedas to Madhu Kaidabars, Sriman Narayana incarnated as Lord Hayagriva and recovered the Vedas. When Swami Sri Desikan meditated on Garuda, he was blessed and initiated to meditate on Lord Hayagriva. Swami Sri Desikan meditated at Aushadadri Hill near Garudanadi in Tiruvahindrapuram. The Hayagriva Stotram is an outpouring of Swami Sri Desikan's heart upon receiving Lord Hayagriva's blessings. It is considered to be Swami Sri Desikan's first work. In the first sloka beginning Jnanandamayam, Swami Sri Desikan proclaims Sri Hayagriva as the source of all knowledge and bliss. In the second sloka, Swami Sri Desikan describes the sound emanating from Sri Hayagriva's throat as the echo of Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharva Vedas. In the next 12 slokas, Swami Sri Desikan glorifies the Lord Hayagriva's divine form. Special mention must be made of the 11th and 15th slokas for their mantric values. In the second half of the stotram, Swami Sri Desikan describes the Pranava Swarupam of Lord Hayagriva. In sloka 28, Swami Sri Desikan prays that Sri Hayagriva be seated on the tip of his tongue so that Swami Sri Desikan may be victorious in religious debates. Swami Sri Desikan has mentioned this aspect in several of his later works, such as Adhikara Sankraham, in which Swami Sri Desikan proclaims that all of his works are transcribed in his heart by Lord Hayagriva. In the concluding sloka, Swami Sri Desikan depicts Lord Hayagriva's Jnana Mudrai or posture of teaching the Vedas to Brahma, holding the Vedas in his hand. Swami Sri Desikan reaffirms that anyone who chants these slokas with deep devotion is sure to receive all righteous knowledge. It is to be noted that Swami Sri Desikan's Archamurti depicts the same Jnana Mudrai of Lord Hayagriva as portrayed by Sri Nainar Acharya in Pillayandadi.